Hello.
Hello.
It ain't Phil.
Well, of course it's Phil.
It's Friday already.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hell, that's it. And it's Friday the 13th. Too,
yes, sir. It sure
that's
is, right.
That's a reminder. Can you hang on for a second,
too? I guess I can.
Raymond, is that last batch of your rabbit's feet dried yet? Well, start trimming down the toenails, and I'll be in there in a minute and help you put the keychains on them. I'm sorry, Bill.
Sounds like you got a project going.
Yeah, well, Raymond's trying to make him some extra money for the fair.
Oh, yeah?
And he thought he might try to sell team-colored rabbit's feet up in the stands tonight at the high school football game.
That sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, tonight is expectant father night, Bill.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's where every boy on the team has got his girlfriend pregnant this year gets a game ball.
Is that right?
Yeah, obviously not his first.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Raymond, he figures he can sell at least a couple dozen of them up there, Phil.
Really?
Yeah, and that's just to the cheerleaders' daddies.
Well,
yeah. So tell me, you've been out fishing this week.
I didn't get a chance. How about you?
I swear, boy, you got to quit working so hard.
Yeah, I do.
I know, there's so little time and so many new Flaming Pube singles to listen to.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I've heard it all before. Went out Tuesday, Phil, to a new spot I ain't never been to before.
Where's that?
Well, it's a man-made lake just south of Hooter Point.
Yeah?
Lake Silicone.
Silicone.
Yep, I tell you what, for the Corps of Engineers,
yeah,
them boobs did a pretty good job down
there. Right.
Yep, looks almost natural down there, Phil.
Really?
Yep, except for the scars the bulldozers left.
Oh.
Yep, I implanted myself down there for about 2 hours.
Did you?
Caught my limit.
Did you?
All of them largemouth.
How about
down
that?
Down there in Lake Silicone.
Oh,
yesterday. Boy, it was nice yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I tell you, it's the cool of the evening. Sharon Jean and I sat out under the carport, Phil, and split a yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
It's the first time we'd done that since spring without her sweating so bad she created her own no-fly zone.
Well, that's nice.
Anyway, yesterday, me and her and one of her diet club girlfriends, Eleanor Grigby.
Who?
Eleanor Grigby.
Eleanor Grigby.
You know Eleanor, don't you?
No.
Her father's Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live all by themselves, way up off Abbey Road somewhere, Phil.
Yeah.
They're lonely people.
Are they really?
Yeah, and I don't know where they come from, neither.
I'm sorry to hear.
Yep, I took them gals fishing, Phil, over to one of the big ponds on my Aunt Maggie's farm.
Yeah?
Yeah, usually we catch a perch or two up there,
uh-huh,
but hell, for this time, we didn't catch a dang thing.
Well, doggone it.
Yeah, we always fish with grasshoppers, but I guess for some reason, that ain't a gonna work on Maggie's farm pond no more.
Oh, that's a long way to go.
Oh, well, it ain't near as far as that damn farm barn is. Listen, I better go.
Okay,
Roy. I got to help Raymond with his rabbit's feet, and I promised Leticia I'd save one so she could hook it through her navel ring.
Really?
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, you do.
All right. What happened to all these rabbit feet, boy? What do you mean your mama ate them? Well, you shouldn't have had them that close to the pigs in the blanket, boy. I swear. You really? Fur and all?
Bye, Roy.